Breaking today on Seculo, New York judge holds Trump in contempt and threatens him with jail.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, so Judge Merchan, in the case involving Alvin Bragg in New York and President Trump, remember, there was a hearing on the gag order that President Trump was imposed upon by that judge, and President Trump thought much of that gag order was unconstitutional. Well, now his chance to appeal whether some of that gag order or all of that gag order is unconstitutional is now coming forward, and that's because the judge has decided that in at least 9 times so far, so that's $9,000 worth of fines, $1,000 for each violation of the gag order so far, that 9 times President Trump has violated the gag order put in place by Judge Merchan. This is the case, again, involving Alvin Bragg and the hush money payments that has been going on in New York City. This we know, and Alvin Bragg warned as well, that if this continues, you won't just be paying $1,000 fines, you could also be incarcerated. Now, what could incarcerated mean? It could certainly mean jail. I mean, that's of course what you first go to when you hear a term like that. The second way this could happen, of course, for a former president, could be some kind of house arrest. But think about it. This is not just a former president. This is also a current candidate for a major political party. And Logan, the fact is that these gag orders were very broad. They involve even potential witnesses. And President Trump is trying to run a campaign for president of the United States with the election in November, where we know early voting begins, you know, in October. And now he's got to deal with not just the $1,000 of fines, but the threat of jail time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to hear from all of you about this situation and more at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. When you have these situations that are really threatening jail time, you said that's not us using hyperbole. Will, this is what was stated from the judge if he continues to talk.
That's right. In the order, it says, defendant is hereby warned that the court will not tolerate continued willful violations of its lawful orders, and that if necessary and appropriate under the circumstances, it will impose an incarceratory punishment. That's some sort of jail, as Jordan just described.
Yeah. I mean, that is a very serious, accusation there, because what they're saying is, we'll give you one more chance, but you know what? You do this again, and we're not going to be so nice necessarily and just give you these $1,000 fines and let you say whatever you want. Now, on the flip side, what could President Trump's legal team do now? They could start challenging these. They could start appealing these to the next level in court. Remember, in a New York state court, that would be a court of appeals, which is a higher court, and there's special court of appeals for these. So you would start saying, hey, these gag orders are overbroad. We believe this is wrong, so we're going to start challenging them. I think for somebody like President Trump, who's not going to stop talking likely, they should do that as quickly as possible with a client like President Trump, because he is going to come out every day and give his rundown of the case. And they are taking that plus his comments on Truth and using it to say, yep, here's the violation of the gag order. We have to find him. Judge, you've got to find him. And next time around, you're going to put him in jail. Remember, he threatened the attorneys, too. He said, you are losing credibility in the court by even arguing that these gag orders are inappropriate. So there's a big divide in this court about whether these gag orders are correct. But I want to tell you this, folks, today is the final day of our Life and Liberty Challenge, where your donation will be doubled. You double the impact of your donation. We've talked to you about all of the cases we've been working on. We've got a new case filed today by the ACLJ asking for certiorari at the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll be talking about that, defending pro-life speech. Major case there. Logan's got a huge announcement coming up in the next segment. But remember, every donation today at ACLJ.org until midnight where you are tonight is double. That's ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Logan Seculo. Joining us is Will Haynes, executive producer, and also Jordan Seculo is remote, and we also be joined later on by CeCe Heil as well as Rick Grinnell. I wanted to take a minute here. Jordan said I had a big announcement, and I'm just going to be completely honest and vulnerable with you guys right now of what happened. Last night, I'm always praying about the organization. What can we do? What can we do to do something more? When I hear these news items, you saw my emotion the last few days over these protests that are happening against Israel and against now what is really evangelicals, anyone who supports Israel in any stance. And really, I feel there is a deep, deep spiritual rot that's happening in America right now. And I really feel it in a way that's stronger than I've ever felt before. And really in my time of prayer and quiet, and I was just, 10, 11 o'clock last night, and I had a kind of an awakening and a moment saying, what can we do? We obviously know the ACLJ can obviously be a big part of what's going on in the law. We can always file lawsuits. We can always be part of an incredible team around the world that can do it. But what can we do to impact culture in a way that could be, groundbreaking and shaking? And really, Will, he came to me this morning and said, there are new things that are coming each and every day. Today we learned of an 8-year-old in Montana. And in Montana, having their Bible taken away in school, confiscated. These are the kind of things that are happening. Small children having their Bibles taken away. Pro-life protesters getting their heads kicked in, curb stomped on the street. Protests that have taken over our elite institutions, college campuses. It's all happening in a moment that is nothing short of demonic. And I mean that in the most literal way. I believe that there is a demonic possession that's happening to the United States right now. And it's in deeper than maybe we could possibly imagine. And how do we respond to that? We can't just respond to it by telling you the facts, by giving you the news of the day. How can we do something bigger and something that has more impact? And today, I spent some time last night, maybe a few hours, developing a concept for a live event, hybrid documentary event, ACLJ special event that we're going to have. And it is going to be called, for right now, working title is For the Love of God, Save Our Country. And that is how I feel. I bet it's how you're feeling right now, too. That there is only one hope that really can save our country right now. And that is Jesus. That is not, though we think it's important, obviously, to be involved in all of these issues. But how can we then impact our cause, our great commission, if you will, to impact the world? How can we do that, the ACLJ? by impacting media in a way that we've never done before. So we're going to do this special event. And you say, Logan, when are we going to do this event? We are going to do this event on Halloween night, October 31st. We are going to premiere this around the country. You know, I want to reach hundreds of millions of people with this, with no paywall, by the way. I want to give it to you to make sure you could take it to your church. They could play it there. And why Halloween night? Obviously, there's some connections there, but also it's only 5 days from the general election. So you can be a part of this right now. And here's what I've done. This is the last day of our Life and Liberty Drive. And you have felt the change in this country. You felt the change in this broadcast. You felt the changes happening around the world right now. How can you get involved? I got some goals for us today that I believe were divinely inspired. And I would like you to be involved with it right now. My goal today is to hit $500,000 in funding so we can get this out to as many people as we can in an amazing way. This special live event. I'm going to work with our creative team. After this, I'm going to get on the phone with some broadcast partners we have, see who will air this. And also, more importantly, if you do this today, because I believe also in the power of presence, the power of people who are together, who are joined together in one singular moment. One, I'm going to ask you to pray for us because this is going to be a heavy event. But also, we're going to bring hope. We are going to bring joy. This is not just going to be dark times are here and they're here to last. No, we are going to be praising the name of Jesus in this special, and I want you to be involved with it. And if you give today during our Life and Liberty Drive, which ends tonight at midnight, I'm not giving you a lot of time here. I understand. I'm giving you about 12 hours here to act. I'm going to really ask you to do it right now while we're on the air. As a token of our appreciation, I'm going to put your name in the credits as a founding producer. That's right. You get your name forever immortalized, emblazoned on this piece as a founding producer. So any donation made today, you will have that credit forever. And again, we're going to put this out for free. And also, you're going to get it a week early. Well, it will premiere nationwide Halloween night, October 31st. I'm going to give it to you a week early. And you know what I'm going to let you do with it? Whatever you want. You want to share it with your friends? Fantastic. You want to send it to your pastor and play it for your church? Awesome. Let me know. I'll try to pop in for a quick Q&A or something like that on Zoom, or however I can get involved, however I can help, I will do my best to do it because I believe in the work of what we're doing here. When you go through really this extensive list of religious liberty matters that are happening around the country right now, and really you see what it is, there's one singular cause. There's one singular cause causing the destruction of all of this, and it is well beyond what's happening in the White House, though that's obviously important. We're not downplaying that at all. So this is not about fear. This is not about terror. This is a rally and a rallying call to save not just America, but save Americans. Again, the goal is $500,000 in funding today. I hope we can make it. That was the number impressed upon my heart last night. And I know that sounds like a typical moment, but I promise you, you've never heard me talk like this before. I've never come on here and asked you like this. I've never given you numbers. I've never said anything like that. I was sitting there and I was overwhelmed by this feeling. You know, with that graphic I made myself last night, okay? That's concept art. I was sitting there on my computer at 11 o'clock last night, and within minutes, all of this had flooded out of me. I want you to get involved right now. So you can go to aclj.org/saveourcountry, aclj.org/saveourcountry to donate right now. Again, if you donate today, you will not only be a part of the Life and Liberty Drive, which is amazing, and help us have our biggest day we've ever had with that. It's matched. It's awesome. But you also will get credited as a founding producer, emblazoned in there forever, and you're going to get it a week early. And now comes the hard work for us to go make this piece and to change the world using really the grace of God that we have to potentially reach so many people with no barriers, with no paywalls. And we can't do it without you. So, Will, I did want to go over some of the reason a lot of this is happening, and we brought it up, is it does feel like this heavy time. And I look forward now to going through and reading some of your comments, by the way, because I know this is different than you've ever heard me speak before. But we are constantly involved in a lot of cases when it comes to religious liberty. And it feels like it's getting worse and worse. Like you said, an 8-year-old in Montana, having their Bible taken away.
And we're sending a letter on that today.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a lot of others going on right now,
well,
too.
Well, that's right. And so I asked our attorneys, because these aren't things we talk about every single day, but this is the hard work combating an evil that is very present that our attorneys work on every day. And we had, we're helping a student that had Easter eggs confiscated in Georgia. because the Easter eggs had Bible verses in them. Other students able to pass out things. The Bible verse was offensive to the administration. They took it away. We're fighting with a school district. They didn't just say, oh, we were wrong. Yeah, you're right. Here's the law. We have to fight them because the evil is overtaken common sense and logic. Whether it be that 8-year-old that was Bible confiscated, ordered not to bring her Bible to school or talk about God to her peers. Whether it be a manager of a senior assisted living center in Nebraska, she told a Bible study leader she couldn't have a Bible study where they live. We're seeing that over and over where senior citizens aren't allowed to congregate in common areas where they live, where they pay to live, because for some reason, having a Bible study with your friends and with your peers and your fellow citizens there is offensive. It's evil.
And that's the singular issues. Of course, we see the major protests happening. We're hearing the chants, death to America, death to Zionists. And by the way, now decoding Zionists doesn't just mean Jews. Decoding Zionists also means people that support Israel, which are what? Evangelical Christians primarily. So that means Jewish people and evangelical Christians. There's a definitely a strong force that wants to see both of those taken down. And we at the ACLJ are going to fight back with this special. I really look forward to seeing how it is received from all of you who are watching right now. And if you are watching, I'm going to encourage you to tell your friends about it right now. Text them that link, aclj.org/saveourcountry. Ask them to get involved. This is a moment in time that it's going to take months to get this piece together. But we thought, what a perfect time to release it. Just a few days before the general election on Halloween, October 31st. And really not just showcase the darkness that is happening, but really turn people to the light. Give people an opportunity to turn to the light before it is too late, because we are getting there. We are getting very close to it. We are seeing it. We are feeling it. And it's not just happening in the courtrooms. It's not just happening on our college campuses. It's happening in everyone's individual lives. And we want you to get involved right now. Again, the goal is $500,000 in fundraising today. It's a pretty wild goal, I'll be honest. It's a pretty wild goal. But again, it was a number that I felt was impressed upon me to say today. So if you give today, not only you get your name in the credits as a founding producer, you're also going to get our new project, our new special event, ACLJ Film special event, For the Love of God, Save Our Country. It's going to come out on Halloween. You're going to get it a week early, and I want you to take it and spread it like wildfire. Get it to anyone who could possibly see it. Again, no paywalls, no logins. You're going to get it absolutely at no cost, but we can't do it without you. We need your support today. Again, aclj.org/save our country. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Seculo. Jordan is joining us remotely, and CeCe Heil is in studio right now. Jordan, I do want to, before bringing CeCe, we need to break down a bit of what this current topic is, because I think people need to have a background understanding of how long the ACLJ has been involved in this pro-life work, and also what the current update is. We talked about that project that we are going to launch and that you can donate to right now. This ties right in to sort of the warfare that's happening really on our streets. Oh, I think we lost Jordan right now. CeCe, you can answer that.
You can
give us a bit of that history.
That's right. So we're filing at the Supreme Court in this case, and this case involves what we've heard about for a long time, buffer zones around abortion clinics. So that just means that cities will enact these ordinances that stop people from, and usually sidewalk counselors, that's who it's aimed at, pro-life sidewalk counselors, from engaging in any kind of speech with the women as they enter into an abortion clinic. And we've seen that when, you know, a sidewalk counselor is able to discuss and have a conversation with these women, a lot of times the women actually see their options and make a different choice. So you know that the, you know, abortion world hates that. And so with these bubble zones, buffer zones, we have seen that. And the Supreme Court has actually engaged in this buffer zone debate for a while. And one of the main cases was Hill v. Colorado, and that was in 2000. And that's when they actually upheld a bubble zone, a buffer zone case. And then later in 2014, in McClellan v. Coakley, they actually struck down a buffer zone case. And so this case that we are filing today, we have been engaged in for 10 years. We filed originally in New Jersey. It's a buffer zone in New Jersey. We filed in 2014. And just to kind of give you some history and how our attorneys are engaged, 2014 we filed. We actually won the case on summary judgment at a federal district court in 2017. And then it was appealed to the Third Circuit, and we lost in 2019. They sent it back for a full bench trial. So then in 2022, we had a full bench trial, and the federal court, the lower district court, relied on the Third Circuit interpretation of that bad Hill v. Colorado case, and we lost. So then went back up to the Third Circuit. We appealed again, and we lost, and that was in 2024. And now today, we are at the Supreme Court of the United States filing for them to take this case.
Jordan, it's a decade-long battle, but we don't stop here at the ACLJ. And again, some comments are coming in right now, and I want to encourage everyone, because we are in that Life and Liberty Drive. People are asking how we donate towards that goal. Just go to aclj.org. Any donations made goes to that goal. If you want to go specifically to the domain, it is aclj.org/saveourcountry. But all donations made go to that, and they're matched right now. But Jordan, these are our long-term fights, and we are at the Supreme Court right now.
Yeah, and as CeCe said, I mean, this was a case that was initially filed in the Hill case in the year 2000. So we're not just talking about a decades-long case. That's Turco. That's the case that we're taking up today. But this issue of floating bubble zones for peaceful, calm, these are pro-life, not protesters. These are sidewalk counselors. So this is not 100 people screaming at you as you're entering in a medical facility. This is a person coming up to you saying, hey, do you know there's another option down the street? There's a pro-life pregnancy center where you could get an ultrasound and maybe rethink before you have this abortion procedure about what your other options are. So it's that kind of conversation, that kind of tone. We are not talking about protesters, mass protest in these situations. Logan, that case was 2000. The Hill case. That was not a decade ago. That was more than two decades ago. That's 24 years. And since then, what have we seen? We've seen the overturning of Roe versus Wade. We've seen the fight for life return to the states. But I think, which also goes to your special project, because we are seeing, while we overturned Roe versus Wade, we are seeing many states reject any kind of pro-life initiatives. And so what we want to do, and what we want to make sure is that in this case, is that pro-life speech is protected and that the Supreme Court decisions match. So if you're going to overturn Roe versus Wade, you should also overturn these restrictions Lycan Turco versus the city of Englewood, New Jersey, which is filed today by the American Center for Law and Justice, as we have been battling for pro-life free speech for more than two. It's really been closer to three decades, and we'll continue to fight. And I think, Logan, again, that fight that we're seeing for life, this idea, this culture of death that we are having to combat right now in our states, and we're losing. We're losing because they're lying to people. They're saying this will stop IVF. This will punish women, even though that's not in the law. We have to be so clear this time. And I think it's got to be that broad fight like you talked about, Logan, in kind of just this big pitch to the American people that all these issues are tied together. We are feeling it more at the ACLJ now than I've ever felt it in my career here at the ACLJ. And we've taken on some pretty tough battles. Since I saw that brutality of October 7th and the Hamas attack, Logan, I mean, it just seems like it's been getting worse and worse, and it's been building up inside. I mean, I have a physical response to it, a mental response to it, and of course now the spiritual response. And what you're working on now, we're all together working on, is the ACLJ response. Listen, we're still going to be doing all the policy work.
Of course.
We're going to be doing all the legal battles, but we're going to do something else that's different to try and change our culture, because without the United States as that shining city on the hill, the world crumbles. The world goes to hell.
Jordan, it can't be lost either, the sick irony that we're seeing right now, where we're having to go to the Supreme Court to fight for free speech of an individual in a public place. And the chaos we're seeing on college campuses, where they're promoting terrorism, actual terrorism from a designated terrorist organization. They are taking over buildings. They are vandalizing. It's lawlessness. That's happening. But an individual wanting to counsel a woman on life, we have to go to the Supreme Court because they're trying to make laws against that. And just that should lay bare the sick disparity that exists.
And that even with the overturning of Roe versus Wade and the taking down of Roe without having these high standards that it used to have to meet, we are still battling the case of this individual speaker being able to go up to a woman about to enter into an abortion clinic and say, hey, can I talk to you for a few minutes?
Yeah, we're not.
If they say no, guess what? They walk away. But Logan, guess what? We're taking the battle to the next level. Tell people how we're going to do it and what we need from them right now.
Right. It is beyond anything we've ever done here at the ACLJ. This is spiritual war like I've never seen before. A lot of people question, and I see those comments being like, well, how do you continue to believe when you see the world crumble like this? Well, when you look the devil in the eyes, you'll believe. And that's what we're going to do here. You need to go to ACLJ.org right now. Again, we have a major goal, a goal that I don't even know if, in a realistic sense, in a non-spiritual sense, is not even possible. But with your support and with the hand of God, we can do this right now. Our goal is $500,000 today. Today. And you'll get it a week early, and that's a great perk. You'll get to share it with your friends and family and your churches. You also get your name in the credits as a founding producer. That's amazing. But really what it's going to do is be able to spread this word worldwide, and of course in our country when you need it the most. I need you to go to aclj.org/saveourcountry or any donation to aclj.org as we wrap up our Life and Liberty Drive. Second half hour is coming up. For those who don't get us, find us on social media. Back in less than a minute.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.